again, and welcome to Podcast 28. This is show number 4. I'm Billy Fairchild, 28. First off, still playing COD 4 right now. Can't get away from that game. The leveling system has totally got me addicted. I've got some other games that I definitely want to play. I said it in the previous shows. Godfather and a couple others are waiting on me to finish them off, get some points off of those. And I really can't do that. Guitar's still broke on Rock Band. I'll get to more about that later. And I just can't seem to get away from COD 4. Like I said, the leveling system seems like every time I try to get off, there's a couple more kills until I level up and get that next perk. And that kind of deters against any other games right now. But I did have something a little bit different with the podcast. You might have already noticed. I ditched the traditional or original intro that we had in the previous shows. Wasn't real keen on it. It didn't seem as good as what I thought it was going to be when it came out. So I changed that, and it's probably going to change here and there. So keep a lookout on that. I just think it adds a little bit more to the podcast. Sounds a little bit better anyway. I think so. Give me some feedback on that as well. Had something pretty cool happen the other night. I got online and I seen Change Agent from 360voice.com was on his Twitter, and he shouted out he was going to play some COD4. So I sent him a friend's request, and I got to play with the guys at 360voice. I think it was Tuesday night. I think it was the last podcast, yeah, so I think that would have been Tuesday night. That was great. Had a great bunch of matches going on. Change Agent, Fatty Chubbs, and D-King, they're all great guys. Had a good time with them. Look forward to playing with them again, actually. You guys have to definitely check out their site if you haven't been over there yet. Once again, it's www.360voice.com. There's just so much going on over at that site. It's just unreal. We'll get more into that as well later. Give you some insight on their site as well. Like I said, it's one of my favorite sites. So please check them out. Tell them I sent you. Yesterday, the ongoing Rock Band replacement guitar thing for me here is going haywire. It went haywire the day before yesterday, which was Tuesday. Sorry, I'm losing my days here. Tuesday, they were saying that it had shipped and so on and so forth, and I called again yesterday, and they said that it had shipped, and it actually didn't. So I called yesterday again after they told me it didn't. I called UPS to see if they could put a tracer on it. Nothing happened with that. So I called Rock Band back and explained to them I'd like to get transferred to, you know, the higher support. And luckily, I ended up getting up with another guy. His name was Scott. He was actually, he was on the higher escalation team for Rock Band, and he helped me out. He ended up giving me a replacement guitar. He's going to send it next day air. Going to take care of that for me, so I should have that soon. Plus, he's letting me keep the damaged guitar, which also is great because he referred me to a he told me about the OXM magazine having the article in there to where you can repair the guitar and the strum bar and all that. So I think I'm going to do that myself. I'm going to try to break into that a little bit, maybe this weekend, try to get that fixed. And so I get to keep that, plus I get the replacement. So hopefully all in all I'll get it fixed and I'll have an extra guitar in the whole situation. So that kind of made me feel good. They did take care of me. He said it was just it was very rare that happens, but something got held up in the replacement process. He said that it's very unlikely that would have happened. Unfortunately, it did, but they took care of it. So, hopefully everything goes as what he says, and I will be a happy camper. So hopefully that'll work out, and I'll keep you, keep you up to date, and hopefully nobody has any problems with that. He also noted that there was a lot of YouTube videos out there, so if you guys have any problems with your guitars, check out YouTube. They're saying that you can definitely get those, use those tutorials on there and have no problems getting it going on. First off, we'll move to Xbox gaming news. Well, actually, I'll go over a little bit what we're going to have in this, this episode. I'll go over a little bit of, the anticipated, Microsoft, GDC keynote speech. Also, like I said before, some new features over at 360voice.com. And, go over some more Xbox news. On the tech side, I'll, tell you how you can get, have your shot. I'm giving out some Zobni beta invites. If you're interested in any of those, keep listening. I'll tell you how you can get one. And also, I learned a little trick today, is how to set up dial-up networking with your Verizon phone. And we'll go on with some other tech news as well. The dial-up networking on the Verizon phone is pretty sweet, so definitely want to listen in on that, where you can find that information out. First up in the Xbox news, kind of want to go with the whole challenge again. We still got our GamerScore challenge out there. Definitely need some more participants in that. Once again, it's the reward if you win is an Xbox 360 Live Gold membership card. It's the 12 months. And, you know, we're guaranteed with that, so we definitely want to get some people in there to where somebody can win a year subscription. Like I said, I don't care if you even come in and use Avatar. It doesn't bother me one bit. Just come in. Be good for the podcast and tell all your friends, get them in there, and hopefully somebody will win. It's a 14-day thing. I can give you the code right now. It's 15J7WL58, and then I'll also post the link on the blog as well. Moving on, I talked a little bit about 360 Voice, but they really had some big announcements. They're having a lot. They're starting a lot of new additions to their website for 08, and they're going to release some new. They already released some new badges. They added a gamer tag where you can see more about on the blog side of things. There's a tab there to where you can see the gamer's bio, the location, and motto that's associated with their gamer tag. So that's kind of cool. It kind of, you know, breeds in with the links into the gamer tag through Voice and Xbox Live more, and you can check out their bio and find out who it is behind that Xbox blog as well. You know, like I said, my favorite side of the 360 Voice is taking some strides for 08, it looks like. You definitely got to check them out. I know I'm pitching them pretty good, but I like their site. I think they're going to move in some great directions. They just started their first podcast. It was great. I was envious pretty much. It was a great podcast. I'm definitely going to be a listener. They're experimenting with the podcast side of things. And like I said, after listening to it, I hope it ends up being a set in stone thing and they start doing that, doing it every week or however they want it, just as long as they keep it up, it'd be great, I think. They all do a good job over there, especially Change Agent and Fatty Chubbs. They do a great job. And, another thing that was really neat about their podcast, they actually let you in behind the scenes on their whole website. That was really neat. I really liked that. Just so much hard work goes into that site, and you wouldn't even believe it. Just go check them out. If you want, check out their podcast. It's on their main page. You can find it with ease. Definitely check them out. It's worth it. I'd appreciate it. Next up is another one of my favorite sites, one of my favorite podcasts, Achievement Junkie. They announced that they're moving their website. They got a new website out. It's called Talking About Games. And them folks are pretty much moving on to bigger and better things as well in 08. The website's a big change from their other websites. Really, really well put together. They did announce that the Achievement Junkie podcast is going to stick around and still have the same content and all that stuff, so I'm pleased to hear that. Moving on to some games, I'm pretty pumped to hear that Laser Shoot Larry is coming back, so that's going to be pretty cool. It's being said that Sierra and Development Studio Team 17 are working on Leisure Shoot Larry Box Office Bust. It's currently in development for the 360, and I really can't wait for this one because the last installment, Leisure Suit Larry Magnum Cum Laude for the original Xbox, that thing had me sucked into its gameplay, and, you know, I was wondering what was going on next in the storyline. It kind of immersed me in the whole storyline. If any of you have ever played any Leisure Suit Larry games, you know what I'm talking about. It's just, they're super fun to play. It's not going to be an everyone game, you know, it's going to be an older genre for adults or whatnot, but it's definitely worth a play, I think. I'm a fan of the series. I have even when it was way back when, and definitely looking forward to this title, but we've still got a long anticipated wait with this one, because the stated release date is in the fall of 08, so definitely try to remember that, and hopefully we'll be seeing that in fall. No setbacks or cancellations or anything like that. We wouldn't want that to happen. Another thing I seen today, as far as games goes, is Rainbow Six Vegas 2. The reward and upgrade system got an overhaul. I think it's mainly because they're seeing what Call of Duty did with the whole perk system and things like that. I was a huge fan of Rainbow Six rank system, the way you customize your player, and I tell you what, with Call of Duty did a great job as well. I really like it, and that's what gets me hooked into a game, to be honest, is the content as far as the multiplayer, the upgrades, and the rewards for each of your players. But Ubisoft completely overhauled it, and for every action and objective in the game, it's basically like Call of Duty 4, there are rewards in three categories. Experience points, ranks, and a thing called ACES. Experience points are earned through killing enemies, reaching checkpoints, and completing objectives, and to be tracked on a new XP meter at the bottom of the HUD. Once the XP meter is full, the player will unlock a new rank, which will unlock new clothing and visual enhancements for their soldier. The final reward, they're saying, is the ACES, and that's all earned through close quarters, assault, and marksmanship feats that you can complete within the game, and you get unlock weapons and stuff. Also, another thing that'll be a huge hit, this is a little different, a little twist to it, all character upgrades will not only save to your multiplayer and campaign profiles, but will also be earned through multiplayer, single-player campaign, and single-player co-op. So you can earn experience throughout all those, so that's going to be really sweet. Especially for the people that will sit there and play, you know, single player. That way that, you know, you don't concentrate on one side of the game. You can concentrate on the single player side and still get the achievements, the experience that you're wanting to level up. You know, the co-op, single player with some friends at your house or online, you know. So that's breaking new ground there. I like to see that. That's going to be a big hit, I think. And here's the big thing that I'm waiting for. I'm hoping that the third keynote in 2 months that I'm excited about doesn't leave me as bummed as the last two. And those last two being the CES keynote and the Steve Jobs Apple keynote. Bill Gates and Steve Jobs, you guys just totally let me down, guys. I wasn't really impressed with either. I'm hoping Microsoft GDC keynote is just going to rock it out with Xbox. I hope there's some huge Xbox news and Xbox Live news. We'll see. The title is dubbed A Future Wide Open, Unleashing the Creative Community. And right now it has everyone hoping there are some big announcements of 360 as well as Live, like me. And I'm hoping I'm not left wanting more like I did with the other keynotes. But we'll see on February 20th. Then we'll know what's really going down. So hopefully we won't be left, you know, kind of, I mean, it was kind of bummer for me. CES didn't see anything really exciting. We already talked about that in the past. Not really going to concentrate on Macworld too much. I wasn't really pleased with it either. The Air notebook, that's fine. The optical drive stuff, I just don't, with the price and everything, that just doesn't surprise me. There wasn't that big thing, you know, and everybody was talking about it. I mean, it crashed the blogosphere with people saying, you know, well, what's that one last thing? Randy Newman comes on and goes crazy, you know, and it never happened. So I was pretty bummed. So, but we'll see how it works out. Hopefully on February 20th, it'll be an exciting day for Xbox owners all alike. Moving on to the tech news, I mentioned dial-up networking for a Verizon cell phone earlier, and I found this feature today. I hate having my laptop at work and I can't get online. There's restrictions through our work, so I can't use my laptop. And everything's on my laptop. So I kind of got fed up. I don't like paying the $50 broadband fee to get the card for my laptop because I'm already paying enough service and cell phone usage. So I decided to figure up a way for my cell phone to get the use its broadband on my laptop. Well, luckily, Howard Forums, love the place. Gotta check it out for any cell phone users. They have a great step-by-step guide up there, to help you with little or no effort to get it set up. I mean, it's simple, real quick. It uses your current data plan. Just don't go crazy with it, guys. I'm not gonna accept any responsibility on this stuff, cause I think it might, you know, be in a gray area with the TOS on that. But just don't go out there and abuse it, and maybe it'll help you out. Just do some surfing. No streaming video or anything like that, so definitely check it out. I'll put a link on the blog to Howard's Forums thread that shows you exactly how to get it set up on your phone. Next, Google launches customizable iGoogle themes. This is pretty cool here. This will get some more of those themes up because I know they were lacking. And it's a nice little interface. I like iGoogle. I think it could... It leaves a little bit more to be desired because with Google, you think they would completely blow that feature out compared to all the customizable homepages. My Yahoo is huge. A lot of people use that feature. I used to use it in the past. I'm actually using NetVibes now. I like it a lot because it's customizable, you know, completely customizable. iGoogle, not as much. You know, you can add your widgets here and there. It's kind of limited, and the themes, I'm not really keen on the themes now. I might give it another whirl after this release, but, they announced the release of the iGoogle Themes API. It's a feature that allows iGoogle users to create their own themes for Google Start Page app. Designers can also share their themes with other users, and they'll be searchable in the company's new themes directory. So that's pretty interesting. And, Google interested this, press release. It says, developers are an important part of our innovation ecosystem, and we're always striving to release tools to help them innovate in new directions that will ultimately make the web richer for all users. With the iGoogle Themes API, developers can design and share a theme with tens of millions of iGoogle users around the world, providing even more options for users to customize their iGoogle experience. Google is launching the feature, offering custom themes from designers Yves Bihar, Mark Freudenfelder, Troy Lee, and John Maeda. You can get more information. It's on Google's official blog. Check it out. Pretty sure I totally screwed up them designers' names, but hey, what, you know, have at it. Next big thing in the news, Yahoo joins OpenID. Yahoo just announced support for the OpenID. If you're not familiar with it, OpenID is a single sign-on system, meaning with one OpenID, you can sign into multiple sites. The system is great. It's great for those who get sick of creating new accounts for every site that we use on the web. I know I do. It gets old. I hate it. It's repetitive, bothersome. The list goes on and on. So OpenID really helps with those issues and solves that problem. But according to Yahoo's announcement, the new option will be available in public beta starting on the 30th of January. So a few weeks out from that, but that's a good thing to see. The next thing, I want to share a little program that I thought of today when I was going over my notes of what I wanted to put in this show tonight. I actually used it today. I use it every day. Some people don't even know this program exists, so I figured I'd just shoot it out there. It's a C cleaner. The C stands for crap, actually. The guy that made it, he hyphenated it, but it's a C cleaner, and, it's a freeware system optimization and privacy tool. It removes unused files from your system, allowing Windows to run faster and freeing up hard disk space. It cleans traces of your online activities, internet history. But the best part, it only takes about a second to run. I love this program. I use it every day, like I said, and it's free. That's even better. Check out their site. I'll put a link up on the blog. Definitely go and download that. You'll be happy. Take care of them files that'll drag everything down. So it's definitely worth a look. Okay, now here's some stuff that some people are trying to get off of me, and I wanted to implement it into the podcast, make it a little fun, whatever, and help me out a little bit. I got my Zobni beta invite, and this little program's cool. I like it. I got the hands-on experience. I see what the hype's all about. I've been using it the last couple days. I got a feel for it. If you're an Outlook mail freak, you definitely gotta have this. I've got four invites left, and I'll be handing them out to the first four listeners that submit a review of our podcast on iTunes. If you like us, write a review. If you don't, write a review. Just don't be too harsh, please. I'm trying my best here. Yeah, just go to iTunes. Search for us on iTunes. We're there. I promise you. Check us out. It's, just type in podcast 28. You can type in 28 and it'll pull it up and just submit a review. I would appreciate it. And like I said, if you can prove that you, want your reviews posted, just email me at 28@live.com and I'll shoot you the invite. Just let me know when you post it. I'll check it out, confirm it, and you'll get your invite right off the bat. In ending, you know, like I said, I really appreciate it if I can get some feedback. You guys let me know how I'm doing. It'd be great. Just want to know if you like the show, how it's going. The reviews would be helpful. Any comments on the blog, leave them. Want to email me, 28@live.com. Shoot for it. Got my Twitter. I'm 28 on Twitter. Search for me. /28 after twitter.com. And I want to thank you guys for listening. Everybody that's listening. I appreciate the time you take to listen to the podcast. And like I said, I'd appreciate it if anybody submitted a review. It'd be great. Or any comments, feedback, or whatsoever, you know, it'd be great. Any suggestions, if you'd like your site mentioned, if it's Xbox or tech related, shoot me a link and I'll talk a little bit about you. That'd be great. And follow me on Twitter. You can get updates when the podcast are posted. I'm actually streaming this one live tonight, online. So some people are watching me, right now. Just gave them a little bit of a wave. So, you know, little fun things. You can see what I'm up to during the day and whatnot. But, I hope you enjoyed the podcast and hope to see you at show number 5.